Repent.
At the same time, some people came and told Jesus about the Galileans whom Pilate had killed, such that their blood had mixed with the blood of their sacrifices. He replied to them, "Do you suppose those Galileans were more evil than the rest of the people of Galilee because they suffered that? No, and I assure you, if you don't repent, then you too will perish. And what do you suppose in regard to the 18 people on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them? Were they more guilty than the rest of the people of Jerusalem? No, and I assure you, if you do not repent, then you too will perish." A fig tree with no fruit. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree that was planted in his garden. He came to look for fruit on it, but he didn't find any. So he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, but I never find any. Cut it down. Why should it waste the soil?" He answered him, "Sir, leave it another year until I have dug around it and put in manure. If it bears fruit in the upcoming year, fine. But if it doesn't bear any, cut it down." He heals on a Saturday. He was teaching in one of the houses of worship on Saturday. A woman was there in whom was a spirit that had made her ill for 18 years. She was very bent over and could never stand straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "My dear woman, you have been released from your illness." Then he placed his hands on her, and at once she stood up straight and began to praise God. But the official in charge of the house of worship became angry because Jesus had healed on a Saturday. He said to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which work is allowed, so come on one of them to seek healing, not on Saturday." Then our Lord Jesus answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you untie his ox or donkey from the feed trough on Saturday and take it to give it water? This woman, who is a daughter of Abraham, has been bound by Satan for 18 years. Should she not be released from her bonds on a Saturday?" When he said this, all those who were opposing him were ashamed, and the crowd rejoiced at all the wonderful things he was doing. The mustard seed. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It's like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a shrub, and birds from the sky nested in its branches." Yeast. He also said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like yeast which a woman took and put into 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." The narrow door. Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, teaching people in the towns and villages that were on his way. Someone asked him, "Master, will those who escape be few?" He said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for I assure you that many will try to enter, but won't be able to. As soon as the master of the house gets up and shuts the door, you will find yourself standing outside, knocking on the door and saying, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he'll reply, 'I don't know you, and I don't know where you're from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I don't know you, and I don't know where you're from. Go away from me, all of you, you evildoers.' In that place there will be weeping and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets included in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves driven away. People will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at the banquet in the kingdom of God. Truly, there are some who are in the last place here who will be in the first place there, and some who are in the first place here who will be in the last place there." His sorrows for Jerusalem. At the same time, some Pharisees came to him and told him, "Go away from here and flee, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied to them, "Go tell that fox, 'I will expel demons and heal people today and tomorrow. Then the third day, I will finish my work.' Nevertheless, I must continue my journey today, tomorrow, and afterwards, because it is not right for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. O city of Jerusalem, city of Jerusalem, you killer of the prophets and stoner of those sent to you, how often I have wanted to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks beneath her wings, but you did not want it. Look, your house will be left to you desolate. I assure you that you will no longer see me until the time comes when you will say, 'Blessed is the one coming in the name of God.'"